A fund dedicated to the treatment of diagnosis and research of endometriosis has been given a $1.2 million funding boost by the federal government. Health Minister Greg Hunt has announced the increase, which brings the overall funding for the National Action Plan for Endometriosis to $4.7 million. Caitlin McHugh has more on why women currently struggle to get a diagnosis and how the fund might help.
Endometriosis is an often debilitating condition in which parts of the uterus that would usually be shed during a period instead attach to organs and parts of the pelvis they're not supposed to. It can cause excruciating pain during periods and a host of other health problems, including infertility. Despite how serious it can be, sufferers aren't always taken seriously, says Syl Friedman, co-founder of EndoActive, an advocacy group for endometriosis patients.
I mean, a lot of women with endo are told, you know, the pain is all in your head, or periods are meant to be painful, or period pain actually can't be that bad. So it's a lot of mixed messages, and they aren't getting diagnosed soon enough or having interventions soon enough.
One difficulty with endometriosis is confirming a diagnosis. Short of surgery, sufferers have to rely on having their symptoms believed and taken seriously. Dr. Amber Moore, an obstetrician and gynecologist, says this doesn't always happen.
And one of the saddest things about it is for some women, they will just put up with it because either they've been told by other people who are older than them, whether that be their mother, grandmother, sisters, doctors, teachers, that's just what a woman is supposed to put up with, part of a woman's lot.
Part of the funding in the National Action Plan is dedicated to raising awareness, which Dr. Moore hopes will push sufferers to seek medical help.
What I want to see is the awareness that that's not normal, that you don't have to be disabled, and when you have period pain, that's enough to stop you going to school, to stop you participating in sport, to stop you having a sexual relationship, or to stop you going to work. That is serious pain that requires investigation and requires support and management.
The consequences when endometriosis is ignored and untreated go beyond chronic pain and can be irreversible.
If it's left for a long time, all the little blood spots within the pelvis can cause such a degree of inflammation that sometimes organs can start to stick together. So you can have an ovary start to get stuck to the side of the uterus, or the bowel can get stuck down deep in the pelvis. And once that happens, it's very hard to reverse that. So often the long-term consequences of completely untreated and severe endometriosis might be actually difficulties, not just with period pain, but pain when you open your bowels, pain when you urinate. And it can get to an extent where even trying to remove the endometriosis, women can still be left with a degree of pelvic scarring that can have a long-term effect on their bladder and bowel function.
The funding comes after a long fight by organisations like EndoAction, as well as other bodies such as Canberra Endometriosis Network, QEndo, Endometriosis Australia and the Pelvic Pain Foundation of Australia, which banded together to push for action.
It could have come sooner in the sense that people in Australia, such as QEndo, have been campaigning for endometriosis awareness for 30 years. They're about to have their 30th anniversary. And EndoActive's fairly new on the scene. We've been around for 4 years. So in that sense, yes, of course, endo should have been recognised and dealt with at a government level years and years and years ago. But in terms of, I mean, looking at the time that's elapsed between our group's ACE, EndoActive, and a bunch of other endo organisations actually approaching the government, which was only mid last year, it's happened very, very quickly.
And the time required to even diagnose endometriosis makes Dr. Moore suspect a funding increase will be required.
I think that we're probably only dipping our toe in the water in terms of finding out what the extent of the problem is out there. And it's very difficult because one of the issues with women who have endometriosis is their symptoms and their problems and their management cannot normally be assessed properly and appropriately managed in the kind of time frames that women are allocated at GP appointments or in hospital outpatient clinics. So in terms of the funding, I think that if it becomes obvious, as I'm sure it will be, that there are so many women out there who have this condition. It's a condition that requires a greater intensity of time, and women need to be listened to and they need to be properly examined.
Apart from increased awareness from clinicians and more information and options for patients, Sil says sufferers need to be believed.
I often think that if endo was visible on the outside of your body, let's say it was a visible wound or something, you know, you'd get instant understanding from the people in your life that, wow, that you really don't look well. You've got this awful thing going on. And because endo is invisible, we don't have that. So you're really just relying on the patient saying, I'm sick, and needing to be believed and have compassion. And that can be really hard.
Sil Freeman, co-founder of EndoAction, ending that report by Caitlin McHugh.